You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
That's very strange for me. Very strange for me. I normally go to Italy and those countries to sort of get away from all of that a little bit, and now that's my cover's been blown.
How different would it have been if you...
Pardon me?
What do you think people are going to get out of the DVD?
Well, I think, honestly, they're going to have an opportunity to watch the show without commercial ads, and they're going to have it in Cinescope. It's going to be more powerful that way. It's going to be really cool to be able to see it without the commercial breaks and in Cinescope. And also, they're going to have all these extras that are really cool. And I think there's a lot of people out there also as well that haven't sat down with the show because they came to it a little late and they feel like they missed out on too much. And so I think they're really excited about an opportunity to catch up in their own time and get into the show for the season premiere of the second season.
How different would it have been if you got...
We gotta move down this way. One more.
Mainly, like, listen to music, play a little PST, a little photography, take some pictures, you know. Okay. I try to check out of the thing as much as I can.
Okay.
You have to take a picture with me?
Thank you. Sure.
What do you think is the toughest?
Can you come down a little bit so I can get in here?
Evangeline's pretty tough for me. But there's this girl coming in, Michelle Rodriguez, who's tough.
Can we shake things up?
Yeah, she's definitely going to shake things up. She's got a really cool, like, legit, street cred to her. She's really fun. She's very, very right up in your face, honest, and I think she's going to be a great addition to the show.
Jack's fairly reckless and wants to do everything to take care of everyone. Do you think he's ever going to realize that maybe the doctor of the group should play it a little safe and stay around for everyone?
You know, that's a dilemma that's something I've thought about, obviously, and I think there's probably been part of the audience that's going, like, what the hell is he doing? Like, going out there and putting himself at risk when he's the only one who knows how to fix anyone, and so... But you are talking about a guy who's really, really intense. He's admittedly intense. And his flashbacks show why he is that guy. And he's certainly not perfect, man. He's making mistakes left and right. But he's doing it with all good intentions.
How different would it have been if you'd gotten the role of Sawyer that we saw you audition for?
Oh, it would be really different. It would be really different. I would have enjoyed playing. It's a snappy role, man. It's a fun role. And Josh does such a great job with it. And we have a really good time playing those two characters and really messing with each other. And we have days where we don't talk to each other too much, and then we hug each other and we move on.
One of the special features on the DVD set is your photography. Was this a project that you've done before, or was it pretty much inspired by what Jeff Bridges has done?
It was totally inspired, totally ripped off the idea from Jeff Bridges. I'm unashamed to admit that, and I have a friend, Scott Wolf, who worked on a movie, White Squall, with Jeff Bridges, and I remember seeing the book that Scott got from that project, and I was like, oh, that's the coolest cast and crew gift anybody could ever give anybody. And so when I came into doing the pilot, I thought, you know, I'm going to take a bunch of pictures, and if I think they're good enough to do this, I'm going to give them as gifts. Mm-hmm. And I did that. I have a friend who's in the printing business, and we had a really good time putting it all together and laying it all out, and we made books, and I gave them away as gifts. And then the DVD people, you know, approached me about having that as a certain section on the DVD, which I think turned out really cool.
Right.
In one island, how are your surviving skills?
I grew up in Wyoming backpacking into the the Wind Rivers up to 12, 13,000 feet all the time and surviving off of trout that I caught myself. And so the stuff that I'm dealing with on Lost is small time.
We got to keep moving this way. Thank
you. How safe do you feel your character? Do you think your character is intrinsic to the show and can't go anywhere? Or do you feel like you could maybe next week get that script and you're like,
No. I think everybody's at risk on this show. And I think that's even the audience starts suspecting that there are certain people that are untouchable and there are people that are not, we lose a certain element of the show that we need.
As an actor, what do you think is the most challenging thing about playing the character of Jack?
I'll tell you, being a leader when everybody needs you to be a leader, and at the same time, when you are a leader, they'll second guess everything you've ever done. Any leader, anybody in any kind of leadership position will tell you it's the most frustrating thing about being cast in that role is that everybody, the sheep, needs you to be the leader. when you're the leader, then they'll start cutting out your legs from underneath you at all times. It's a very difficult situation to be in. Honestly, I was never involved in the show when Jack was going to die. I didn't meet JJ and Damon until after that script had already been changed. So when I'd met the two of them, I knew that that Jack was going to be, you know, really sort of an anchor to the show. And I was made, you know, that was sort of the thing I was going to be doing.
Does the first episode of the second season focus on Jack? Or the flashback tracks?
Yes.
Now, with the addition of Michelle Rodriguez, it kind of, you know, it's a good guess that you're going to be part of two love triangles now. Are you kind of relishing the opportunity to have a little power rather than just be at the whim of Kate?
You know, that situation, I think that, you know, what I loved about what happened last year was this sort of, there was a point in the Jack-Kate situation where Jack sort of just like blew her off and wasn't going to pay any more attention to that situation because he just felt like he couldn't trust her. And so, you know, what's going to happen with Michelle Rodriguez this year and sort of how that's going to affect Kate's sort of situation is going to be interesting.
Can you tell us a little bit about your photography? I know there's a featurette on the DVD, which was phenomenal. What kind of camera did you use, and what, I guess, motivated your photography?
I stole that idea from, I had a friend who I worked with on Party of Five, Scott Wolf, who worked with Jeff Bridges on a movie called White Squall, and I remember seeing the book that Jeff Bridges always does on every film he ever does, and he uses a panoramic wide lux camera. And when I saw that book, I went out and got that camera because I just thought it was so cool, you know, black and white images from like 140 degree, like no distorted image. It was amazing. And when I did the pilot of Lost, I thought, you know, I'm just going to take a bunch. I have this camera, a Noblex. It's basically the same thing. And then I took some other images with a toy camera. It's like a $19 toy camera, but with medium format film, which has all this distortion in the lens because it's all plastic and stuff. And I just took a whole bunch of pictures, and when I got back to LA after shooting the pilot, I started looking at the stuff, and I was like, you know, there's some really cool stuff in here, and the idea came up. I just wanted to give it as crew gifts, you know, and so I made the book with a friend of mine who's in the printing business, and that was a really rewarding process. It was the first time in my life I'd ever taken any of the images that I'd done and actually put them in a sort of in a book format. And it was fun, and everybody really responded to it. So then they approached me and said, you know, would you mind doing that on the DVD? And I just handed the images off to them, and they did the whole editing process. They did the music, and then I came in and did the voiceover, just sort of commenting on why I took the photo and what was going on in it. I think it turned out really cool. I'm very happy.
It was very good. Are you going to continue with that for season two? You please continue?
Yeah, really? If I get enough really great feedback, like it's something that people like about it, I would really, you know, it's also fun for me because it tends to get it really wrapped up in the whole process of the acting, and I get pretty intense about it. So it's that thing that kind of pops me in an objective point of view of the whole thing and gives me a relief from the whole thing, and I enjoy it.
Keep it up.
Right on.
Do you have a favorite?
Thank you, man.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.